no more singing, we shall overcome. Courage, no, so we won't. Come again. You have a voice.
This is Reverend Bookburn going on in a minute.
Don't fear them. It is the weakest man on this planet that is ruling the earth today. He's weaker than all of us right here, right now. I have won them. Raising leaders from captivity. No more singing, we shall overcome. Courage, no, so we want with freedom. And next to the truth, the deep and song in the West Hand.
Okay, are we ready? Okay. Good evening, this is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In Tonight. While you're watching men in tight pants groping, knocking each other down, tackling, bending over to hike the ball, and rushing for the end zone and tight ends and wide receivers, we are going to play you some very good tunes. And we even have a cheerleader here tonight, so this is going to be great. Tonight is another sacred annual holiday tradition with the Reverend, entitled An Erotic Interpretation of the Super Bowl 2006. Since we're adding the years to all of these sacred annual holiday traditions. And tonight's show is also dedicated to the memory of late 60s activist Stu Albert. And we have some information and reflections about him. So if you have the horny smut on television now, while they pile up and knock each other down and grind genitals after somebody scores a touchdown, be sure that the sound is down so that you can get into this show. Meantime, we are going to play a song in memory of the late Stu Albert by former leader of the American Indian Movement, AIM, John Trudell, entitled Baby Boom Che.
Tell you what happened. I had an old man. I was one of his arms. I was on his side. He made us feel all right. We were the first wave in the post-war baby boom. The generation before had just come out of the Great Depression and World War II. You know, heavy vibes for people to wear. So much heaviness, like some kind of voiding of the emotion. Their music, you know, the songs life always carries. You know every culture has songs. Well, anyway, their music was restrained emotion. You know, like you didn't want to dance if you didn't know how, which says something strange. Well, anyway, Elvis came along about 10 years after the nuke, when the only generals America had and the only army she had were Ike and Mac, and stupor hung over the land. A plague where everyone tried to materially free themselves. Still too shell-shocked to understand to feel what was happening. Everything was getting hopeless. Then when Elvis started to rock, the role just picked up. Gravness DeBeaver showed us could only be a foretold future. Who wanted to be Ward in June? And father never did know best. He was still crazy from surviving the war. Like there was this psychotic call so widespread as to be assumed normal. Heavy man, you know, really. Anyway, Elvis showed us an out. You know, he showed every boy, man, and every girl, woman. There's something good in feeling good. like a prophet for every boy, every girl, when someone's mom and dad lied. Something about him told us to be sensual is really okay. Someone's mom and dad waltzed us around. Every girl wasn't supposed to enjoy it. If she did, she was bad. And every boy, well, boys will be boys. Don't feel anything. Take what you can, marry a decent girl when the fun's done. Like no matter what we did, we all were guilty. Maybe someone's mom and dad resented what they missed. And while they were trying to pass it on us, we heard Elvis's song. And for the first time, we made up our own mind. First wave rebelled. I mean, we danced even if we didn't know how. I mean, Elvis made us move. Instead of standing mute, he raised our voice. And when we heard ourselves, something was changing. You know, like for the first time, we made a collective decision about choices. America hurriedly made Pat Boone a general in the army they wanted us to join. But most of us held fast to Elvis and the commandants around him. Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly, Little Richard, Bo Diddley, Gene Vincent. You know, like a different civil war all over again. I mean, you take Don't Be Cruel, I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and Jailhouse Rock. Or you take Pat and his white bucks, singing love letters in the sand. Hell, man, what's real here? I mean, Pat at the beach in his white bucks. His ears getting sunburned told us something about old wave delusion. I mean, wanting and needing an imprisonment, we all been to those places. But what did white bucks at the beach understand other than more straight-line dancing? You know what I mean? Anyway, man, for a while we had a breather, fresh energy, to keep us from falling into the big sleep. Then before long, Elvis got assassinated in all the fame. Taking a long time to die, others seized control while Elvis rode the needle out, never understanding what he'd done. It's like we were the baby boom because life needed a fresher start. I mean, two world wars in a row is really crazy, man. And Elvis, even though he didn't know he said it, he showed it to us anyway. And even though we didn't know we heard it anyway. Man, like he woke us up. And now they're trying to put us back to sleep. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, look at the record, man. Rock and roll is based on revolutions going way past 33 and a third. You gotta understand, man. He was America's baby boom Che. I ought to know, man. I was in his army.
Make us hate the one who put us here. Listen to the sacred songs and made them right. Sometimes I feel it. Sometimes I feel it when you're. Sometimes I feel it when you're down on your knees.
Need some shit.
Weighing 98 pounds, will get sand in his face when kicked to the ground. And soon, in the gym, with a determined chin, the sweat from his pores as he works for his cause will make him glisten and gleam. And with massage and a little bit of steam, he'll be pink and quite clean.
He'll be a strong man, but a hard man.
He'll eat
nutritious, high protein, and swallow raw eggs.
Yeah.
Try to build up his shoulders, his chest, arms, and legs.
Such an effort!
Press ups and chin ups. Do the snatch clean and jerk. He thinks dynamic tension must be hard.
Clear.
You heard Toxic Reasons doing Mercenary. Man Incorporated did Fuck the Team. Pansy Division did I Can Make You a Man. The Plasmatics did a live version of Sometimes I. Corporate Avenger did The Bible is Bullshit. And started off with a song for the late, incredible person and activist from the 60s to the last day of his life, the late Stu Albert. We played for him John Trudell, and the track was entitled Baby Boom Che. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. It's on live every Sunday night, except when I don't do it, from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, USA, at RadioVolta.org. And the archives of old shows available for free, as well as the blog and different rantings and ravings, is at ReverendBookburn.com. And there's a statement today, including a paragraph about the late Stu Albert, and of course all kinds of stuff about the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, in which these horn dogs are piling on each other even as we speak. The Reverend is available for weddings of couples or groups of any orientation or lifestyle, including those from the transgendered or kink communities, outside or across the street from Catholic, fundamentalist, or any other Taliban-modeled theocratic church. If you want to write to the Reverend, write Rev Bookburn, care of Quail, as in Dan Numbnuts Quail, the biggest fucking idiot after Reagan and before George W. Enron Ho Bush. Quail, Q-U-A-Y-L-E, quail at sjcdc.org. And at that website, sjcdc.org, South Jersey Clinic Defense Coalition, you can check out an article entitled Theocracy and Sexual Freedom. Coming up on The Reverend Is In, yes, we will be back on the very next Sunday. Hard as that may be to believe with all the days off that has been occurring in the last couple of months. But we will be here next week and the week after that. Next week is an alternative to the corporate medias and the corporate entertainment industry's offerings for Valentine's Day. It will be yet another sacred annual tradition with the Reverend Is In Love Night 2006. Next week, February 12th, is Love Night. And in 2 weeks, Anti-President's Day. And, of course, we'll make a special tribute to King Moron II and find, of course, the appropriate tracks to play on that night. And let's see, other future themes include The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code, Spy on This, Who Would Jesus Do? And we just got confirmation this week of a booking. Satan is going to be a live guest on this show. He is starting a self-help group for couples and relationships, and he's going to be he got a faith-based grant too, not just the holy fucks. So Satan got a faith-based grant from the government, from the Bush Taliban regime, and there's going to be a publicly taxpayer-funded kind of splinter off from SSS, Satanic Social Services, in which he is going to introduce his new relationship group and his recommended books, and we'll have a lot of fun with that. And also, there's been some interesting clergy buffoons that the Reverend has encountered in his professional life as a mild-mannered social worker. And we're going to save that for a night other than tonight. And maybe we'll even introduce a new character in the process. Other future themes include recovery for propagandists, pubic property, more perverted stories from moral crusaders, starring Randall Terry, Neil Horsley, W. David Hager, and Senator Henry Hyde. Another future theme, Henry Hyde's retirement party. And another edition of Rehab for Pedophile Priests, in which we will introduce them to adult sexuality and adult erotica. and deprogrammed them from their cultism. All of that is to come on The Reverend Is In. And let's see. Enough future shit. Again, check out ReverendBookburn.com, and you can check out about a dozen old shows for free, including The Reverend's birthday show from last year, in which his favorite spanker and spanky was a live guest. And that was certainly a lot of fun, and some other old classics, including probably the show that got the best feedback in the entire history of The Reverend Is In, from 2002, entitled Deprogram America. Alright, let's see. Since tonight is the erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl, and men are sticking their hands between the legs of other men and yelling out numbers and saying things like, hike the ball, but not just yet. And of course, the times when they really get horny, like, did you just score a touchdown? Let me get a running start and throw my arms and legs around you and spin around and grind my thing against you and... oh. Yeah, stop talking about that. That gets really hot. Anyway, while all of that horn dog action is happening, I brought my favorite spanker and my cheerleader, DeMonica, here. She's had a rough day. We just survived her extended bloods and her dad. we decided to discontinue our alternative version of announcing the goings-on in the game. So, are you ready to cheer tonight? Are you awake? have you had too much whatever? Well, we have a trashed cheerleader, but if she gets a second win, we'll get some cheers, and maybe she'll even hike the ball for the Reverend. And all of that. So remember, don't have the sound on. You don't need this dumbass announcer. Keep the sound down. The Reverend will tell you what's going on, and of course the deep underlying sexual subconscious issues that are occurring within these mighty brawny men. And we will play some songs to celebrate it and help kind of bring them out of the closet and kind of open. It's not that the Reverend condones or condemns anything, but just to say that whatever is the reality of their lives, that they should just be open, straightforward, and honest, since they are the role models for the new generation. All right, we will play a song. We'll play another set of songs after a reading from Portland's Independent Media Center on the late Stu Albert, because I'm pretty sure he no longer lived in California towards the later years of his life, that he did live in Oregon, and we have book burners in that state, so hopefully they'll send me information about him. He was a co-founder of the Yippies, which originally was YIP, Y-I-P, Youth International Party, along with Abby Hoffman, Jerry Rubin, Paul Krasner, Judy Gumbo, Nancy Kershen, Anita Hoffman, and numerous others, and was an activist to the end all along. The Reverend has never met him. We did exchange emails, and I told him about the show, and he told me about his stuff of recent years, and absolutely great guy. The last book about him, by the way, was entitled Who the Hell is Stu Albert? From Red Hen Press, which is at redhen.org. But his famous release was as co-editor, along with Judy Gumbo, of the 60s papers, which the Reverend lost a few months ago, but plans on replacing. It's on my want list. Whoever was asking, what's on your want list now? That is The 60s Papers, co-edited by Stu Albert from Portland Independent Media Center. Yippee, Stu Albert, R.I.P. Stu Albert, a leading member of the Youth International Party, yippee, exclamation point, an unindicted co-conspirator in the infamous Chicago 1968 conspiracy trial, an instigator of People's Park and so much more, died today, January 31st. Albert had incurable and inoperable liver cancer, but his belief in a better world and his unfaltering activism kept him busy until the very last moments of his life. On January 30th, the following notice was posted on his web blog, Day in the Life. Stu died today at 3:20 a.m., age 66, peacefully, in his sleep, surrounded by Judy, Jessica, and his many friends. Funeral services this Wednesday, February 1st at Havura Shalom in Portland. Stu passed away early this morning after a heroic battle with liver cancer. A service will be held. Some of his last words were that, quote, my politics have not changed. Remembrances can be sent to Planned Parenthood in Portland or the Rosenberg Fund for Children. And one last little blurb that was on the Portland Independent Media Center site. Revolutionary activist and Yippie founder Stu Albert, 1939 to 2006. He threw and burned money at the New York Stock Exchange. He levitated the Pentagon. He fought in the streets of Chicago during the 68 Democratic Convention. He helped build People's Park. He was beaten. He did time. And then he ran for sheriff against evil Frank Madigan in 1970 and almost won. He and other Yippies made ties and helped organize with groups such as SDS, SNCC, the Black Panthers, the Young Lords, the GLF, the Weather Underground, and others. He was a true servant to the people and a good friend till the end. Stu died early Monday morning after fighting a brave battle with liver cancer. He will be an immense loss to all who knew him and all who didn't get a chance. The service will be on Wednesday, February 1st. All right. And a picture. And there's a poem. It's very short. Our cheerleader is... We have to keep stimulating our cheerleader. For Stu... This was the same day. January 31st, 2006. For Stu by Ron Jacobs. The Yippie who the masses knew but never got the fame. Abby, Jerry, Krasner too. The women unknown, the wanted few. A brother who, when the times were tough, used his street sense and played it rough. Smuggled weather around the land, insisted the Panthers had a plan. It started on one New Year's Eve, the plot to stop the war. Richard Daley and his Centurions, they vowed to shut that door. Revolution for the hell of it came out of Woodstock Nation. Emma Goldman and her dancing was one of the inspirations. LSD and reefer madness could turn around a nation. The Yippies in the afterworld will add to their celebration. Ron Jacobs is the author of The Way the Wind Blew, A History of the Weather Underground, which is just republished by Verso. Jacobs' essay on Big Bill Brunzi is featured in Counterpunch's new collection on music, art, and sex. Serpents in the Garden. All right. And let's see. Stu's webpage is at hometown. There's no www in this either. hometown.aol.com/stua, like one word, /stu.html. And if you missed that big link, it's at the reverendbookburn.com site in today's ranting. And let's see, it's too much to read, and I don't feel like reading anymore, and I'm talked out already. But there's news about Steve Covey, the medical marijuana exile who fled Nazi fascism and crossed the border north into Canada. He was one of the people seized by authorities who are capitulating to the Bush regime. And Steve Covey, who has a severe cancerous condition, age 59, is pretty much condemned to death in the barbaric U.S. prison system with its privatized so-called health care. And he was deported, sent back to California, arrested. So far, zero, and that is very accurate, zero medical attention. And, you know, he'd probably be better off in a gulag in Haiti or Syria or someplace. So anyway, a big thank you to everybody who spreads the web link around to all their friends and emails and spreads the word and supports him in any way. And that link is at Kubby, K-U-B-B-Y, Kubby.com. And let's play him a song right now for Steve Kubby. This is Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pigfuck doing their version of an old Neil Young song entitled Roll Another Number for the Road. Greetings from the torture unit at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. We of the torture troops say hello, teams. This is a song by Betty Blowtorch called Shut Up and Fuck.
Owning guns, and then they go, woo! I go, yeah, that increases the odds of two rednecks blowing each other's heads off. Why'd you shoot me? I thought you were a deer? Fuck you, you're mad we broke up. Not saying all hunters are gay, but kind of gay, right? If I was into dudes, I'd fucking hunt. You bet I would. That is a wilderness sausage party, ladies and gentlemen. Because I used to get picked on because I didn't hunt. It'd be like, you're queer, Goldthwait. You won't hunt. Yeah, I'm queer. I'm going to stay home this morning with the women folk while you get up at the crack of dawn and go out in the wilderness with a bunch of dudes all huddled together in a little tiny blind, watching the sun come up in matching fucking outfits. Yeah, I'm the big queen in this scenario. I'm cold, Tony. Hold me. Shoot the deer. He saw us. Now, I know I sound homophobic, which I don't think I am. Gay bashing is guys going, I hate you because you're a fag. And you're queer, and you're a fag, and you're kind of attractive, and I'd like to fuck you, but I'm in the closet, so I'll just beat you up and jerk off in my Trans Am on the way home. Maybe I should have checked the parking lot before I busted that one out. I was in Milwaukee, jealous. A lot of things going on. I was in Milwaukee and I signed an autograph on this woman's arm at the Harley Fest. She was shit-faced at the Harley Fest. Yeah, I don't know how she got in. Like, are you drunk at the Harley Davidson Festival? Pshaw! I signed an autograph on her arm and then she had it tattooed onto her arm. And I go, yeah, that's fucked up, isn't it? This lady went wild. And I trust me, I didn't get off on it. I was like, don't do this. And she's drunk and they're fucking, I go, oh, don't do this. She goes, well, why not? I go, because you might sober up and realize I'm not that funny anymore. And she says, she goes, then I'll just say it sucks.
Oh, step right up. ladies and gentlemen, and see the big black rapping cowboy.
And take a peek at the original cowboy, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, grab yourself a quarter and come see the world's only two-foot thrill.
We've got free popcorn and balloons for the kids. Come on.
Everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money. Grandma worked her whole life sewing at a shirt factory. She was saving for retirement. She had him take a little out every week. But then a big man up in a high rise, he cashed in his options and run. Well, he took all her money, and buddy, that ain't funny. Like granny's work will never be done. Cause everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money. Hey, me and my friends, we were talking about that old Freddie, Bill, and Sonny. How with all my brains and all your cash, we can make a million, you can bet your ass. Everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money.
I saw a preacher on the TV with big diamond rings on his hand. He was begging for some money. He said to send us every penny you can. I guess the good Lord's got a mortgage and a payment on a yacht in the Keys. So we better keep sending our hard-earned living to those God-fearing folks on TV. Cause everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money. Yeah, me and my friends, we were talking about that old Freddie, Bill, and Sonny. How with all my brains and all your cash, we can make a million, you can bet your ass. Everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money.
Oh, it's Max on the Sax.
Everybody's trying to get filthy rich off of somebody else's money. Everybody's trying to get big and rich off of somebody else's money.
Look! just plain chicken. Here.
Sergeant Krupke, you gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our brothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punky. Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every boy ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us, there is good.
There is good!
There is good! There is good! There is good!
That's a touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough. With all that marijuana, they won't get me a puff. They didn't wanna have me, but somehow I was happy. Sleeping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Officer Krupke, you're really a square. We put on in a Dutch, he needs an analyst care. You're just in a rose and bound to be cured. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed!
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed. We're psychologically disturbed.
Hear ye, hear ye! In the opinion,
a bastard. My mom's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yo, yes! Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick. That's sociologically sick.
I am sick.
We are sick. We are sick. We are sick. 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 I'm sociologically sick.
Opinion, this child doesn't need his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease!
Just take him to a social worker!
Social worker, this ain't gonna make some dough, but be a soda jerker, which means I'll be a schmo. It's not that I'm antisocial, it's just I'm at work. Glory Asky, that's why I'm a jerk.
Oh, this is a prodigy, you've done it again. This boy will be in trouble, it's the year of the plague. It ain't just a cross to the wrist of the stud. Deep down inside of his damn gun.
We're no good,
we're no good, we're no good.
The trouble is he's drowned.
Krupke, we've got troubles of our own. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees, cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. Gee, Officer Krupke, what are we to do? Gee, Officer Krupke, fuck you!
You heard Shalom doing G, Officer Krupke. Before that, MDC did Chicken Squawk. Big and Rich did Filthy Rich. Bobcat Goldthwait did Hunters Are Gay from his great comedy CD. I don't mean to insult you, but don't you look like Bobcat Goldthwait? Betty Blowtorch did Shut Up and Fuck. And that is, of course, for our boys in uniform, groping and poking on the football field. And started off with Uncle Dave Bacon and Toxic Pig Fuck doing Roll Another Number for the Road. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl 2006 with my very toasted cheerleader who is kind of attached thoroughly to this chair and getting urgent medical attention on her feet. And the eyes are open and there's a smile. Yes, everybody wishes they could get a cheerleader like this trashed and in their hands. And I'm afraid that, like any clergy person, I am taking full advantage of the situation. And speaking of that, there is another Reverend Bookburn project in the making. And in addition to our casting for the future film projects, United We Stand Erect, The Passion of the Santa, and of course, These Colors Do Come, and Support the Droops, in which we want to have like a kind of a gigantic bra, like one of those gigantic blimps, or that big Pink Floyd pig from the video, and for Support the Droops. Now, this has to work. This has to be a successful business venture. This is absolutely fail-safe. The Reverend's brand new super secret chocolate contraception, like there would ever be even accidental failure of compliance. Once it is marketed, Reverend Bookburn's super secret chocolate contraception. So we're going to market that partially for the sake of success and no longer working around people like the clergy person who was described, partially as an act of civil disobedience, nay, an act of defiance against a guy who just got on the Supreme Court, Mr. Alito. You know, I think if Bin Laden was in the American government, I think he would have been one of the first people to raise his hand and say, oh yeah, pick that guy. He's one of us. He has no respect for democracy, diversity, people's choices, or any pretense of freedom, liberty, or justice. He's a Christian version of the Taliban. He's in cahoots with anti-abortion groups, censorship groups, anti-reproductive freedom groups ad nauseum. And so in this new Alito age, in which some extremist fuckhead cultist got in the highest court of the land, thanks to George W. Piss-poor impersonator Forrest Gump Bush, and the spineless submissives known as the Democrats, we will do an act of civil disobedience by marketing contraceptive chocolate, no matter what laws they pass against reproductive freedom. All right, let's see. A lot of shit we're going to save for next week because we're having too much fun with the other material. So our satanic relationship group will begin later. This you have to do this week. It is a must. And that is to go to Google.com. If you don't know the story, Google.com always had a hilarious web page that you automatically went to if you typed the word failure. And instead of hitting enter or search, you clicked one of the link options under the subject bar that says, I feel lucky. So if you typed in failure and then clicked on I feel lucky, you got a funny page about George W. Numbnuts Bush and his criminal regime. And I think for a while it was the weapons of mass deception, etc. Well, they're actually getting in legal trouble for their humor page. And there's subpoenas and there's all kinds of shit going down. And unlike the submissives known as the Democrats, whom if Bush's doctors ever needed a butt sample from Bush, he could scrape it off the Democrats' faces. So anyway, Google does have a spine and some backbone. They decided to fight back. And now if you go to google.com and type in the word asshole and then click in I feel lucky, and you want to send this to all your friends, it's worth it. Asshole. And then click I feel lucky, and a great full feature film will appear, and actually a song about our favorite asshole of North America. So that is a link worth sending all over the planet. Alright, let's see. Dumbass clergy next week. Oh, we saw some films. Let's see. This is along the lines of Silver City. Now, since I loved and raved about Silver City for weeks, I don't want to say it's quite that good and quite as funny, but it's up there. And it's entitled Teddy Bear's Picnic. It was made by Harry Shearer, who is famous for Spinal Tap, Saturday Night Live, The Simpsons. He wrote for Paul Krasner's publication, The Realist. He's been all over. And he's at harryshearer.com. And you can see his film. It's a little bit old, but I never heard of it until just a couple weeks ago. Teddy Bear's Picnic. And let's see, what else? Monster's Ball. Some of that I didn't even pick up on or get. But it was... it had its moments. Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy. Pretty funny. If you can handle watching The Big Hedgehog. And since this is Super Bowl night. But I'm a Cheerleader film. The Fugitive, we watched once again, and it is remains one of the greatest films of all time. And, oh, and this morning after the web blog was updated and a couple of films plugged, another Woody Allen film, but never seen before by this clergy person. Hollywood Ending by Woody Allen. Quite a scream. If you're awake, can you concur that Hollywood Ending was very funny? Yes, I know her facial expressions when she sloshed. And she said it's very funny. All right. And enough of that. That sucked. That sucked. What you're not hearing in the background is we also watched The Pledge, which sucked. Or at least the end sucked. A horrible, horrible ending. So unrecommended. I know. We're opposites in everything, including movie tastes. But that's cool. Alright. Yeah, except that. And she does do a mean football hike. Alright, some plugs. IVAW, Iraqi Veterans Against the War. IVAW.net. Let's see. Alright, we're going to do the mea culpas for former Bush supporters who had their eyes opened and the ribbon retards next week. This we won't let wait. This email actually was on the email list from the Reverend's High School reunion. It's like some dickhead sent to everybody this thing that circulates the net. Like, you occasionally get it from somebody at work or some other Nimrod, where it's alleged that Oliver North was at his infamous hearings during the Iran-Contra scandal, probably the worst scandal in the lifetime of anybody who is now alive, and since the Second World War. Mass murderer, genocidist, Oliver North is at the hearings, and according to the bullshit artist who originated this email, was trying to warn us about Bin Laden, and was poo-pooed by Al Gore. Well, as much as these delusional fantasies make for interesting reading for inbreeders who are like Rush Limbaugh fans. The reality is he wasn't even talking about Bin Laden during those hearings. He did mention Abu Nidal, who was also an asshole, like the speaker and the supposed subject of the emails. But he talked about Abu Nidal and was not blown off by anybody. I mean, nobody argued that some of these fucks from halfway around the world are not like a pesky menace to the human race. But the delusional emails implied that had Ali been given a free hand, you know, he would have stopped Bin Laden. What these delusional people failed to even slightly see was that Oliver North and the Reagan administration pretty much invented Al-Qaeda and the Taliban when they rushed into Afghanistan during the Soviet Union invasion, and not only provided massive amounts of weapons and training and money and tax dollars to the Afghan resistance, but they helped create the propaganda front. They helped create the culture of jihad, holy war, and funded it. So they were among the creation of the monster that persists to this day. And that is the reality behind the email that bullshit artists are circulating daily. And the fact that they used Al Gore's name was, you know, a dead giveaway that it was a bullshit artist sending this email away. And the reality, actually a further reality, is that the only person who actually committed an act against the Al-Qaeda types was Clinton during in the Kosovo days, because not that I'm condoning that war, but the Republicans, just to go against him, were acting like all of a sudden for the first time in centuries they were peace of, and obstructing it because they were all jazzed about a blowjob, because it was somebody other than a moral crusading family values person receiving the elicited covert blowjob. So the Oliver North emails are of course total bullshit, and there is something at reverendbookburn.com on that subject as well. All right, are we ready to go up the middle into the end zone? I could do anything like that. So it'll take about 5 seconds to get you ready. All right. I am rubbing the feet of my cheerleader, who is pretty much conscious. And I like her like this. And let's see. We were going to have a little TV in here to have the sound off but the game on, so that the Reverend could give a true announcement, because, as you know, these announcers have no balls or eggs, and will not tell you what's really going on, and will not talk to you about the little spanks, the little gropings, what's really happening in quarterback and center dynamics. And the language gives it away to tight ends, wide receivers, up the middle, ice the kicker. You know, could they be more obvious? And of course, that the pile-ups and the orgy after somebody scores a touchdown and they're hopping on each other. The Reverend was the first to publicly address this, and we shall continue to do so for as long as we can attend it, and in particular, this specific show. All right, I am still rubbing the feet of my cheerleader while looking at these pages of notes. I'm going to save a whole lot of shit for next week and make sure that we get all these tunes covered. Let's see. Did we forget anything? All right, we're not going to rehab the pedophile priests for a while. Let's see. I was going to do another theme show on Operation COINTELPRO, and which stood for Counterintelligence Program. And one of the things that the late Stu Albert worked really hard to expose in the mid-70s, these operations against a lot of activists and people in the counterculture. Operation COINTELPRO, much like what they're doing today, bits and does keep up India with infiltration of activists is not just to spy and keep under surveillance, but actually send infiltrators, people to befriend or even to become lovers of. And in this way, to not only obtain information, but to fuck people up. You know, to divide groups, to break up friendships, to break up organizations, to break up relationships. And there's several books on the subject, some great ones at southendpress.org. And we're going to do a theme on COINTELPRO. And since they're bringing all that shit back in a spectacular way, let's see. The Mea Culpas Will Wait. And let's see. I was going to talk about that idiotic State of the Union address. What can I say that wasn't already written online or at counterpunch.org or one of the other great places? But we will play them a song. And again, in 2 weeks is Anti-President's Day. And we'll play some tunes and deal with that theme at that time. Next week we're going to do Love Night, and I was going to play the song on that night, but now I want to do a song for the horny men in tight uniforms. No, not the torture guys at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. I mean the guys in tights and jocks and cups and helmets and pads. And balls. Yes, I am talking about the Super Bowlers. No, I don't mean like a super big smoking pot bowl. I mean the Super Bowl game, where it is the one time you can show porn on television without a bunch of evangelical and holy fucks screaming and yelling and having tirades. The one time smut is legitimized in prime time on major television with all of the big fancy commercials and rock stars. Let's play a song for the horn dogs in tight uniforms, grabbing pigskin, piling up on each other, spanking ass, throwing arms and legs around each other, grinding genitals after they're done celebrating the end of the game, and they're all tucked in, and they just fucked, and kind of dozed off to sleep, and one wakes up and is ready for more. This track is by Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and this is actually from a double CD entitled New Boots and Panties. This is one of the demo versions of early Ian Dury tracks, so it's the demo version of Wake Up and Make Love With Me.
Like listening to your breathing, watch the daylight peeking sideways through the blind. I find your sleeping shoulder, spread my fingers on your back and slide them down your body till they're touching your behind. Enough.
knuckles tightly pressed. Leave a red mark on your breast. I suck your nipple like a baby. It is soft and self-possessed.
Wake up and make love with me. Wake up and make love. Wake up and make love with me. I don't wanna make you. I let the fancy take you and you wake up and make love. You're waking up, I can tell by your breathing. Quicken my heart, your eyes come open wide. Roll against my body, nudge me with affection. As I make you welcome, curl your fingers by my side.
Now listen to this. Why you passing the triggers?
job or forget what you do.
Let me ask you a question. Is your money the good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? Death takes its toll. All the money you made will never buy back your soul.
All the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come too. I'll follow your casket on a pale afternoon, and I'll watch while you go on your deathbed, and I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead. And I'll stand on your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
I'm hallucinating angels. I hallucinate angels. I hear voices. I hallucinate Our Lady of Guacamole. I hear divine commands to kill the abortion doctors, the infidels, the gays, and all kinds of sex positives. I hallucinate and hear voices. I feel a synergy with the Holy Trinity, and I want to talk to you about your mental health. I want to be your faith-based social services provider. I want to be your Christian supremacist counselor and social worker. I want to counsel you on your crisis pregnancy. For information about the George W. Nunn's faith-based initiative and other violations of church and state separation, check out Americans United for the Separation of Church and State at au.org. au.org.
A song about how brilliant and how powerful deviant sexuality is.
I'm not afraid to die.
the Bush wave of spying and but.
I want. Jobs have us all depressed, but here's a little secret that I'm seeing in the news. Your ratings and the polls are going down the tubes. Pissed off Americans are taking to the streets, clapping their hands, stomping their feet. My president's an idiot, looking for oil and tennis tapes with aluminum foil. Georgie Porgy is most absurd. He'd rather have a war than use his words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Another time out, you've been yelling, calling people evil, guess what I'm telling?
Telling on your ass, boy.
Paying off the teacher, paying off the school, paying off the principal and making new rules, fool. And you think you're cool, using UN as a US tool. But here comes Schwarzkopf, here comes Penn, here comes Chomsky doing it again. Here comes more of the stupid white men, here comes my dad, an ex-Republican. Here comes housewives and businessmen, here comes activists trapped in the pen. From North Korea to the dirt poor Kurds, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Georgie, won't you use your words?
Regime change will start at home.
got a bone to pick with your fascist tone. No stone will be left unturned to get out of the office, which you did not earn. Take Dick Cheney, Coleman Powell. Take Rumsfeld, throw him a towel. Take Tom Ridge, take Miss Rice. Take Carl Rove with his heart of ice. Toss him in the middle of a big-ass lake, cause you and your crew are on the take. Taking our security, taking our cash, taking all our freedom and leaving it for trash. Your vision is very clear, Saddam is evil, but look in the mirror, that's right. You know what I heard, you'd rather fight than use your words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
Georgie, listen to my words real clearly. I dislike you and your crew most dearly. You're taking us to war, we know what for. Stick up for your daddy, try to settle an old score more. You're pissing off our planet. People hate Americans because of you, damn it. Can't stand it. You lit a terrorist fire, now you're starting to fan it. Try to hide your fear, try to hide your past. Try to hide the weapons that were sold to Iraq. Try to hide the hate, try to hide your greed. Try to hide the oil, which you think we need. Try to hide the money, try to punish the blacks. Try to hide the facts from the terrorist attack. I just slide in the polls with numbers from nerds. But you can't hide from me cause I'm using my words.
Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words? Oh, hey, Georgie, won't you use your words?
George, please use your words.
My name is Dr. Laura Hoare, and I'm here to tell you that I'm a very moral, ethical, opinionated, conservative Republican woman of the highest morals and integrity. I stand for America and patriotism, and I lie down and spread for the same damn reasons. I do not suffer gladly any liberal bullshit. Why, I hate liberal Democrats. I loathe everything about them. In fact, strange as it is, I hate them so much that at times I find them irresistibly sexy. Sometimes watching them on TV, whining and pandering to all the special interest groups like the poor, the minorities, the gays, the idiots, and the middle class makes me so mad that I become turned on. And the sweet juices of my rage flows like a river from my loins. I'm here to tell all you chaste and pure thinking conservative men and women to throw yourselves naked on the altar of George W. Bush and thank the Lord that he put this intellectual genius in office after the long suffering years under Bill Clinton's penis. Oh, this is Dr. Laura Hoare saying good day.
Oh, shit, man! Put out a warning when you do one of those, man!
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week. Sunday, February 5th, 2006 at RadioVolta.org and ReverendBookburn.com. We have a very special asshole. And I'm looking over at my sometimes conscious cheerleader who is not going to provide live fart sounds. Nobody's even going to believe she's here. But, like a true clergy, I am taking full advantage of the situation during the songs, which is why you're hearing so many. So, you will just have to do with the recorded fart sounds and not hear cheerleader DeMonica making the live fart sounds with her mouth, which she does really well. However, tonight, there's no runner-up. So tonight, asshole of the week is yet another annoying band of Christian cultists known as the Truth Truck. Where is the Truth Truck? Well, there could only be one logical location, considering the theme of tonight's show. Yes, outside of Smutfest, outside legal, nationally televised primetime porn, outside of the Super Bowl. And they are just as annoying fucks as they are anytime cultists interfere with any other enjoyment of smut. So, cultish buffoons making even further assholes of themselves outside of the Super Bowl with their so-called fucking Truth Truck. You are assholes of the week. And that's probably agreed upon by 95% of the attendees at the Super Bowl. We've heard enough of these sounds. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore. Before that, Supa Clean did State of the Union. 7 Seconds did I Hate Sports and We're Gonna Fight. Wayne Jane County did Man Enough to Be a Woman. Chumbawamba did Homophobia. DOA did Masters of War. And started off with Ian Dury and the Blockheads doing their demo version of Wake Up and Make Love to Me. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight is an erotic interpretation of the Super Bowl. Not the big smoking kind of bowl, but a bunch of horny, sweaty men in tights ready to pass a piece of pigskin, tackle and play, pile up, and turn tight ends into wide receivers in the end zone. Yes, legal televised smut. And we're celebrating it and encouraging them to be more open. They don't have to act like they're a bunch of people in a war, you know, and getting into that whole trip. They should just be proud of who they are and what they are, as long as it is with fully grown humans who are consensual. Who gives a fuck? And so we want to help them with the process of self-actualizing, so they don't have to be pretenders, they don't have to be liars and cheaters, they don't have to be with this phony bullshit about morals and blah, blah, blah. They can just be who they are and say what they are and be at peace with it. And so we here at Radio Volta are here to help them. And we're doing just that with a lot of help from my barely conscious cheerleader and a lot of great tunes. And, of course, all of this is possible thanks to the wonderful brothers and sisters of Radio Volta and Philadelphia Independent Media Center. So, if I am embarrassing anybody from those circles, I am truly sorry, but I gotta be me. And even though it might seem like I am excessively horny or pushing the boundaries of independent, uncensored, uncensored me, and it's okay because I am, in fact, clergy. In fact, I am Reverend Bookburn, the official clergy person of the Super Bowl. And hopefully next year they will finally recognize my rightful place and allow me to do the actual announcing of the game. So you don't have to listen to some weird fuck doing his interpretation of the game. And I'll make it more interesting than even the whacked commercials and the halftime entertainment, even with the Rolling Bones up there. So next year, we want the Reverend in satellite radio and announcing the Super Bowl. I'll take this trip as far as we can take it. Or I can keep it small and local. Either way, I don't care. It is fun. It is therapeutic. I am happy and content with my professional life and my new domesticated life. And if we keep it small, fine. It'll be small and it'll be fun. If we take it further, I'll take this ride as far as we take it. And if that includes announcing the Super Bowl, satellite radio, the movie projects, or even the marketing of Reverend Bookburn's super secret chocolate contraception in the new Alito Christian Taliban America, then we will ride that wave as we used to go when we did the 5-year anniversary show. So, having said all of that, we celebrate the touching and the groping and the poking and the touchdown celebrations of the Super Bowl teams. And tonight, we have also dedicated the show, the first show since the passing of Stu Albert, to the late 60s activist who was an extraordinary human being, one of the best of the human species in my lifetime. Regretfully, he died before reaching 70 from liver cancer. And I hope people check out his books or his website because it's certainly worth it. Absolutely fascinating, wonderful. The 60s Papers is one of the best books about the 60s. I really haven't read the new book entitled Who the Hell is Stu Albert, so I can't really comment on the content of it. And let's see, next week is Love Night, 2 weeks, Anti-President's Day coming up. The Satanic Relationship Group from SSS, Satanic Social Services, who are funded by a taxpayer faith-based initiative grant, spy on this, Who Would Jesus Do, and The Reverend Cracks the Da Pinch Me Code. Be sure to check out ReverendBookburn.com, and you can write to the Reverend at Quayle, Quayle, Quayle at SJCDC. Said a couple weeks person. And send feedback, birthday requests, requests for exorcisms, or reverse exorcisms, or maybe we'll even get another wedding on the show. And feedback, song ideas, blah, 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 input to the future theme shows. We have a cheerleader who is conscious. Hello, Demonica. It's you missed the fart sounds from Asshole of the Week. Who was Asshole of the Week? I'm glad you asked. It was the Holy Rollers, who were literally rolling to the Super Bowl with the Truth Truck. Yes, the great cultists who decided to annoy the audience at the Super Bowl with their cult truck. All right. We did see some eye pupils for a couple of seconds. This is actually the way I like her. Anyway, I can do anything. And we're going to play some final tracks by Propagandhi. because they're not that long. The first is entitled Ordinary People Do Fucked Up Things When Fucked Up Things Become Ordinary. And then a song for the singles bar scene, internet meetup scene kind of trip called Ladies Night in Loserville. And then the final short track entitled Ego Fum Papa, I Am the Pope. Good night.
Fuck you with the Trinity!